Thank you, Vince. It's good to see you all this morning. We awake? Good, excellent. Just checking. We are going to start with a game. This morning is called Hearing from God, and I need any children who can talk to come and play this game and sit in a line on the front. So if you're a child who can talk, you don't need to sit on the front row. You can sit across, then come and sit here. We might need a couple of adults if we do not have enough children. Can you sit here? That's it. Oh, sorry. Standing in front of the other microphone. Can you sit here? Ira, I might need you on the end there. Oh, and we've got another one. Thank you. Okay, so we are going to play a game called the telephone game. Do you guys know how to play that? No. Adults will know it probably as something else. So we're going to start at this end, I think. And I am going to whisper a phrase along this end, and you are going to whisper it to each other all the way along the row until we get Aya, who's going to tell me what I said. Okay? Can you just turn my mic off a sec, Tim, so no one hears this? Otherwise, what was it?
Scroachy scene.
That is brilliant. It started off as, it's great to see you in church today. What a great, thank you very much, children. You can go back. That was brilliant. You need to give them a round of applause. That was brilliant. As you can tell, we're talking about communication, hearing God's voice. What other ways? We'll start with children, but then adults can join in if we don't get enough answers. There's three main ways that we as human beings can communicate. What are they? Three main ways. Let's start with the children. How can we communicate with each other? Any ideas? Writing. Excellent. You're being a child this morning. Excellent. Anything else? Any idea? Okay, anyone? Vince?
Signals, hand waving and stuff like that.
Body language.
Body language.
Anything else? Touch. I didn't have that one. That's very good. Anything else?
Talking.
Excellent. She hasn't seen my notes, honestly. Yes. Speech, body language, writing are the main ways we communicate. All right, touch is one. There are probably lots of different ways we communicate. So we are going to read, well, actually, we're not going to read a story. Hopefully, the taps filled. We'll just pause a moment. I'm going to come and read an actor story to us. So children, if you want to watch what they're doing as well, that would be amazing. From 1 Samuel 3, 1 to 14.
The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel.
Samuel!
Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down again. Again the Lord called,
"Samuel!"
And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called,
"Samuel!"
And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times,
Samuel, Samuel.
Then Samuel said, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel,
See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from the beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore on the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering.
Amazing. Thank you, Tapsfield family. I think that deserves a round of applause. Amazing. We're going to remember that story this morning, aren't we? So in this story, Samuel needs to learn to recognize the voice of God speaking to him because he knew the voice of his master, Eli, but he hadn't yet learned to recognize the voice of God. I'm just going to quickly read from another place God speaks in the Bible, Matthew 3, 16 and 17. It should come up on the screen, which says this is the baptism of Jesus. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. So these are two examples of God speaking audibly in the Bible. But what other ways did God speak to people in the Bible? We'll start with the children, then we'll progress on to the adults. There's some tricky ones here. Can you think of any examples? Children, think about Christmas. How did God speak to the shepherds at Christmas? Or Mary or Joseph? Anyone? Oh, maybe, possibly. Adults. Oh, we've got one behind you. Go on then. Angels, yes. I think adults, you might have to help with the rest. Other ways God spoke in the Bible. Yep. Burning bush. Excellent. Yep. Donkey. Ah, yes. I like that one. Others? Oh, everyone's coming at once. No? Dreams and visions, yes. Sorry? Through scripture, yeah, the tablets. Anything else? Through the prophets? Right, yep, yeah, I haven't got that one on my list for other people, yep. Rainbow. Yes, that is true. I also do not have that on my list, but that's fine. Anything else? Creation, yep. Anything else? Let's go back. Sorry? Yeah, by voice, absolutely. We've just been talking about that, haven't we? There's also in Daniel, he talks by writing on the wall. God shares. Someone said the burning bush, the cloud by day and the fire by night in Exodus. There's lots of different ways God speaks to us. I can't remember what the last one is that we haven't said yet. Yeah, through the Bible or stone tablets because they didn't have a complete Bible back then. God also spoke to people in lots of different places, didn't he? God spoke to Jonah in a whale. In the desert, God speaks a lot in the desert in the Bible, actually. When people are in bed at night, you know, God can literally speak to people anywhere. And God wants us to have a relationship with him. And when you have a friendship with someone, you have to have a two-way friendship, don't you? If I talked at Sam all the time, but he never talked to me, that wouldn't be a friendship. That would just be talking at Sam. but if he talked back to me, then we would start to get to know each other and build a friendship. And it's exactly the same with God. We need to build that friendship by learning to hear his voice. I'll just move this up, right? And learning to recognize his voice. Now, we'd all love it if God spoke to us audibly, wouldn't we? Like happened in the Bible there. I don't know if anyone here has ever heard the audible voice of God. For me, more often it's that small, quiet whisper that you need to tune into and learn to hear. And we have to learn to recognize that voice, like Samuel had to learn to recognize God's voice. We've also said, you know, one of the other ways God speaks to us is in the Bible, through the Bible. And the more we read it, the more he speaks to us through it, doesn't it? Because the more we get to know it. And the Bible, I'm just using mine as an example, is like our food as Christians. We have to read it regularly, get to know it, not just the good parts. not just the Psalms and the Gospels, but the whole thing, to get to know it and get it inside of us so we can live according to it. And in Joshua 1, verse 8, it says, keep this book of the law, so it's talking about the parts of the Bible they had back then, always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you can be careful to do everything written in it. So it's not just about reading the Bible, but this verse says to meditate on it. Now, what does that mean? Well, meditation is a word that has been hijacked by Eastern religions and New Age practices for a long time, but probably the best definition I found was to focus your mind in quiet thought for spiritual growth. This verse is telling us that as we read this the Bible, we can focus our mind in quiet thought on what we are reading. It's not just about reading our two chapters for the day from our Bible planner. It's saying, okay, God, what are you saying to me? I sometimes use the phrase to dwell on it and allow God to speak to us through it. Now, some of you in here have been Christians a very long time. Some of you will be very new to it. Some of you may not even yet be a Christian. Some of you have heard God speak to you loads of times before, and some may never have heard God speak to you, and that's okay. But you know, there's no age limit. God can speak to children just as much as he can speak to adults, and the youngest and the oldest people in this room. So we are going to do some practicing hearing God speak to us this morning, something practical. So you should have had a bookmark on the way in. I should have grabbed one, but it's okay. I have my notes. My friend Nancy developed these as helpful tips, which we're going to go through together, ways that you can kind of start to hear God speak to you through the scripture. You should have hopefully had a bookmark on the way in, which has them on the back, numbers 1 to 9. If you don't, wave your hand around and the stewards can bring them, because we won't be able to keep them on the screen because we have a verse. Now, you don't have to use this morning, but if you've never done this before, it might be a helpful way to do it. So firstly, look up the suggested scripture. Well, it will be on the screen this morning. Read it slowly. Pray, ask God to speak to you through it, most importantly. Read it again several times. Spend time thinking about what the verse says. Perhaps dwell on a phrase or a section of the verse or even just one word, and allow yourself to follow a train of thought until you see something in the verse you've never seen before. And often that is God speaking to you. Write down what you get. You can do it on a piece of paper in your phone or wherever this morning. And if your mind begins to wander totally off the subject, which, let's face it, does happen from time to time, we'll start again. That's okay. So this morning, we're going to ask God to speak to us through this portion of scripture, which should come up on the screen next, Ephesians 1. 3 to 5. I will just read it first. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. We are going to give you a few minutes just to pray or go through those steps if you want to use the bookmark. Ask God to speak to you and then we'll come back together. If you do need a pen and paper, wave your hands. The stewards will bring you one and pop it in your phone or whatever. But Helena, if we can just play the track and just give time for God to speak. Does anyone feel brave enough to share what God said to them? There is no right or wrong answer. Might be individual, it might be for everyone. Anyone feeling brave, I will come to you. Nice.
I must confess, this is one of my very favourite passages in the scriptures. And what jumps out at me, has done for a long time, is that everything is in Jesus. We are blessed in him. We are chosen in him. We are adopted in him to God's pleasure and his will. And God's pleasure. That's amazing, isn't it? That God can be pleased because of what Jesus has done in us.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Anyone else? This way, no one looks at you. Mary?
I think the thing that struck me that
was new was where it said he chose us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Because often I don't feel particularly holy and blameless, but in his sight, he looks at us and he just sees Jesus, and Jesus' atoning death and resurrection. So, I mean, that is the heart of the gospel, isn't it? But yeah. I think too often we look at ourselves through our own sight rather than his sight, and we just see our shortcomings or our sins and feel ashamed or hopeless or whatever. And actually, his plan for us was for us to be blameless in his sight, not in our sight. So that was something I'd not noticed before.
Amazing. Anyone else?
It's the same for me, actually, that word blameless. I was reading Psalm 101 this morning, and the word blameless came up twice then, and it's something that I thought, and it's that fact that because of Jesus, he sees us as blameless, as Mary said, apart of all the stuff that goes on in life, he sees me as blameless. Yeah.
Amazing. Anyone get anything different that they want to share?
A bit close to the speakers. So shall I move over a bit? Is that less whistly?
Might be me.
So he chose us again, but the for adoption, and like it's he chose us before creation for adoption, and it's like I feel like that's alluding to like him to God knowing that we're going to sin, knowing that there's going to be trouble, but like before anything is like. Yeah, but this is how it's going to work out. And I also really liked, in love, he predestined us. Like, not for in authority, not in majesty, not even in pride, but in love, he predestined us for us adoption.
Amazing. Anyone else? That's fine. That's so good, isn't it? To hear how God speaks through that. I got that chosen bit as well. Just the fact that God chose us before the creation of the world is just... insane. Kind of, it really blows your mind, doesn't it? And this is just one way that God can speak to us. You know, how many of us stop when we're reading the Bible in the morning and sit and really meditate on the words that we're reading? It's easy to just read over things sometimes because we know them so much. Maybe we've been taught them from when we're little, but actually spending that time, you know, listening to what God wants to say to us. And like we said earlier, we need to get to know our friends' voices, and Jesus calls us his friends in the Bible. We need to get to know his voice, which means spending time asking him to speak to us, bring him into our everyday situations. You know, we don't just have to do it in a quiet time in the morning. We can do it in the middle of the day when something goes really wrong, or just when we need God to speak to us. But God can speak to us in loads of different ways, like we said earlier. And one way that I find that God often speaks to me is actually through song. I remember in my early days in Wootton Baptist Church, when I first came here, I remember once Vicky was playing a song she'd written at the end of Tom speaking, and God was really speaking through that song. So we're going to do that this morning. I'm going to play a song, which is hopefully the lyrics will come up on the screen. It was working earlier. If they don't, you'll just hear the lyrics. It's called You Say. It's about how God sees us. And I'm just going to pray before I play it. And then after I've played it, just ask God to speak to you through the song, listen to the lyrics. And once we finish, maybe two of you want to come and pray on the mic. If you don't want to come to the mic, I can bring the mic to you. But let me pray just before we play the song. Lord, I thank you that you are speaking to us this morning, Lord. And just as this song plays, Lord, would you open our ears to hear what you want to say to each and every one of us here, Lord? Would everyone hear your heart and your voice, Lord, and what you want to say to them through this morning, we pray. Amen. Go for it, Helena. If one or two of you just want to come and pray, or I can bring the mic to you if you prefer, just wave.
This morning, is it working?
Yeah.
Hello. This morning, I read a psalm before coming to the service, and I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry glory.
Amazing. Amazing.
Fits well, doesn't it?
Fits very well, indeed. Psalm 29. Amazing. Definitely. Amazing. So I just want to encourage you this morning, before the band come back, no matter what age you are, no matter where you are on your journey with God, make time to hear the voice of God in your life. It's so important. It's God who directs our steps, but you can't do that if we're not listening. Meditate on the Bible, open your ears, let him speak to you. We can never get enough of God. We're never going to be bored. You know, we always need to have more of him. So just, the band are going to come and play a couple of songs. I think we have a prayer team here this morning. If God has spoken to you, there's something you want prayer for, they will be at the back during the worship and would be more than happy to pray with you. But just keep your ears open to what God's saying to you this morning. Vince.
Thank you very much.